Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. Women Resource Development and Horticulture Minister Salutonio Cruce inaugurated the Innovative Farmers Demo Park at Botsa Kohima in the presence of Chief Minister Dr. Nipiu Rio yesterday. Speaking as the special guest, Minister Cruce said that this farm is expected to contribute towards income growth and diversified livelihood. She said that the department's initiative in promoting horticulturism is expected to bring about revenue by developing recreational opportunities for residents and visitors. She said that through the project, farmers can learn about new and improved technologies in farming and implementation of innovative techniques, research-driven practices, and sustainable methods. Horticulture Secretary Akamla Chuba encouraged the farmers to take full advantage of the demo park and experiment with new techniques. She called upon the farmers to work together to bring about horticultural innovations and improve livelihoods for a more sustainable food system. Director Horticulture Meya Sashi said the main objective of the project is to showcase and demonstrate new and improved horticultural technologies, practices and crop varieties. He said the project also aims to provide trainings to farmers and to develop the concept of horticulturism. MLA Achumbemo inspected the ongoing Nagaland Foothill Road construction under Bharti Division yesterday. While expressing satisfaction at the pace of work, MLA Kikon urged contractors to make the road pliable by the end of May. He stressed that quality materials should be used for construction of bridges. The MLA said that he would not tolerate any individual or organization trying to stop the work or bring delay in the completion of the road. Mr. Kikon asserted that he is an elected representative and it is his responsibility to bring development to his people.
I personally decided to come here because time is running out to oversee the overall achievement development done so far. Within this stretch of 1 month, I have launched on the 22nd, you recollect, of February. And after that, the work started. So I wanted to say I could not get time to come and see the work. So I'm quite happy that the widening of the road is going on in a very fast pace. But since the onset of monsoon is approaching, I have come here personally to urge the contractor. They must bring in more machinery. And I am giving them by May end, they must give me at least the widening part. Earth cutting part should be completed within these 2 months.
MLA and Chairman DPDB Mon Manpon Konyak has urged the people to cooperate with the government for peace and development. Inaugurating Nganching Union Office Kam Nyang Morang at Aboy Town on Thursday, he encouraged the gathering to preserve their culture, tradition and pristine heritage. MLA Manpon also unveiled a monolith on the occasion. The program was attended by all heads of offices, civil societies, DBs, GBs and public leaders attended the function. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Colombo on a three-day state visit to Sri Lanka at the invitation of President Anura Kumara Dissanayake. This is PM Modi's fourth visit to the island nation. During the visit, he is scheduled to hold talks with the Sri Lankan leadership on multiple facets of the bilateral relations and inaugurate projects executed in Sri Lanka under Indian assistance. During the visit, the Prime Minister will witness signing of agreements in various sectors, including defence and energy. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced the launch of Tata IPL Fan Park in Nagaland. The fan park will be hosted at Agri Expo site Chumukedima at 2:30 p.m. today and 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. Addressing a press conference, BCCI representative Prashant Mahadik said that the fan park in the state is part of a larger initiative that aims to bring the electrifying experience of IPL to fans across 50 cities nationwide. He said that with every moment broadcast live on giant LED screens, each venue will replicate the thrill of a stadium experience. Secretary General of Nagaland Cricket Association, Hyunilo Anilo King, said the event is history in the making for Nagaland.
We are very lucky, in fact, to be amongst the 50 centres in the countrywide states. An electrifying environment is what is being promised to all of us. A giant screen measuring 32 by 18 feet, supported by two LED screens, 16 by 18 feet, is going to be the talk of the town for 2 days in the state.
Entry to the fan park will be completely free, with added excitement in the form of live music, official merchandise, food stalls, beverages and interactive activations by IPL sponsors. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.